AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The first hurricane to hit Florida in more than a decade has wiped away buildings, toppled trees, and knocked out power to thousands. Deckle Beach resident Vance Buford says it's sad to see all the destruction.
It breaks your heart, but ain't nothing you can do about it. But we fix it up and go. That's all we can do.
Hermine weakened to a tropical storm and was moving through the Carolinas. Officials as far north as New York are telling coastal residents to prepare for the bad weather. In the Pacific, meanwhile, with Hurricane Lester approaching, the National Weather Service has issued a high surf warning for east-facing shores of Hawaii. The Union for Police Officers, who work San Francisco 49ers home games, says its members may boycott policing the stadium if the team doesn't discipline Colin Kaepernick for refusing to stand during the national anthem and for his statements about law enforcement. A letter from the Santa Clara Police Officers Association sent to the team was obtained by KNTV Television, the NBC affiliate in San Jose. The quarterback has cited racial injustice and police brutality among the reasons for his protest. Analysts think the Federal Reserve is no longer under any pressure to quickly raise interest rates after the August jobs report came out. The Labor Department says just 151,000 jobs were created, far below the more than 270,000 in each of June and July. Economist Gus Fauché notes hourly wages barely increased last month and have risen just 2.4% in the past year.
The Fed would like to see stronger wage growth. They want that tight labor market to make employers raise pay for their workers. That would contribute to stronger inflation, which the Fed would like to see. We didn't get that in this month's report.
This is AP Radio News. The musical duo of Hall and Oates are now part of the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Daryl Hall says he can hardly believe it.
The early days of television, the pioneers of television, they're represented here. People like Phil Silvers and Groucho Marx and Jackie Gleason. These are the people I feel like, wow, I'm part of this, you know? And it's like, wow.
At the ceremony in Los Angeles, John Oates said their recording career started not far away.
You know, we came out here in the mid-70s. We actually came out here in the early 70s, and we were able to actually get our first record contract by auditioning for a guy named Earl McGrath in a little cottage off Santa Monica Boulevard.
Their other hits include Sarah Smile, Man Eater, Rich Girl, She's Gone, and I Can't Go for That. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.